It is Morning Edition from NHPR. Certain Fridays, we talk to a certain Sam Evans-Brown. He's host of a podcast here called Outside In to find out a little bit more about New Hampshire's natural world. And Sam likes to answer listener questions in a segment we call Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Sam, what have you got for us?
This week we have a question that's coming to us from all the way down in New Orleans, actually, where Sarah has taken up an activity which I think is pretty ideal for these days of social isolation, birding.
And I'm calling because every time I think I'm very good at recognizing shorebirds, I get mixed up by the fact that some of them's bills turn colors during the different seasons. And I'm just so confused how this happens and how long it takes to for that to happen. So I was hoping that you could answer that question.
Well, the good news for her is that we're all going to have plenty of time to learn.
So Rick, pop quiz to start us off. What is a bird's bill made out of?
It's not cartilage. It's not bone. It's
ding, 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 ding.
Bird's bill is bone. That's a lot of bees.
I was right, and I didn't know it.
That's Pam Hunt. She is New Hampshire Audubon's senior biologist. She's a veteran of Ask Sam. So you got it right. The foundation of a bird's bill is, in fact, bone. And on top of that bone, though, you have this thin layer of living tissue, which is then covered again by another thin layer of keratin, which is like the same kind of stuff your fingernails are made out of.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, and as you know, birds' plumage changes color throughout the year.
I do know that, Sam.
and so, too, throughout the year, birds can change the color of their bill, too.
Bird bills can do the same thing if they're getting into breeding condition and have hormones surging through their little feathery bodies.
Good thing that doesn't happen with humans, but moving on.
I mean, I feel like I've seen some bros who have some plumage that they put on when they're headed out, yeah, getting into breeding condition.
Yeah.
So these colors that they get in their feathers and their beaks, they get them through their diets. And that is actually an expensive proposition, which is why, for one, many species don't do it all year long. This is just something they do during breeding season to attract a mate. But it's also, number two, why it's been theorized that, evolutionarily speaking, this is something that's signaling that, you know, if you can make these colors, perhaps you're better fed, you're more fit, evolutionarily speaking. And a really great example of this is the barn swallow. So it doesn't turn fancy colors, but the males do have this fancy swoopy tail.
But males with longer tails have also been found to have lower parasite loads, which might imply, in whatever way, that might signal that, yeah, this is a studlier male as well as having a cooler tail.
A studlier, well, you know, let's put me aside and get back to the birds.
Now, I want to just put this out here, though, that there is this rogue evolutionary theory kicking around, which is that the evolution of beautiful plumage was never actually driven by fitness, but actually just the preferences of animals, as in female birds have simply been thinking, hey, that's a nice-looking male, and that is all that it's taken to create these impressive things like peacock tails and all the rest over the millennia.
But the birds themselves aren't necessarily any fitter or healthier?
Right. And if anyone is interested in this, there's a book you can check out. It's called The Evolution of Beauty, and it's by this sort of evolutionary polemicist Richard Prum. So there's some more quarantine reading for you folks. And it should be noted here that this is not, strictly speaking, that something only males do. Pam pointed me to a bird called the phalarope, which is an Arctic shorebird in which the female is larger. It's the males that tend the young, and indeed.
So in this case, it's the female, and it's a shorebird that gets a change in bill color, probably for the exact same reasons that other birds do, to say, look at me, I'm an awesome female phalarope, and mate with me, and you can take care of my kids.
So there you have it. Bill color is very impressive, apparently, to birds of the opposite sex.
And you know what? The lesson I take from today's Ask Sam, if I might, is that birds, often like humans, put an awful lot of effort into attracting their mate. And once they get them, They kind of give up and let it all go.
You speak for yourself. I'm working hard over here.
Sam, thanks so much. And what if somebody listening right now wants to get a question in for Ask Sam for the next time?
You can give us a call, 1-844-GO-OTTER. You can send us a voice memo via your smartphone to outsidein@nhpr.org.
It is Morning Edition from NHPR.